You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with some market news. TCS shares fell more than 2% to ₹3,248 on NSE on Tuesday after the IT major reported a 10.98% increase in its consolidated net profit at ₹10,883 crore for the quarter ended December 2022, missing estimates. Company's consolidated revenue from operations came in at ₹58,229 crore, up 19.11% against ₹48,885 crore in the corresponding quarter of the previous fiscal. TCS also announced a dividend of ₹75 per share, including ₹67 as a special dividend, the record date for which is fixed at 17 January and the payment date is 3rd February 2023. TCS shares have jumped more than 6% in the last 6 months. However, the counter has fallen 14% in last 1 year. Meanwhile, Google has rolled out a feature for Google Docs that lets you see non-printing characters like tabs, spaces, page breaks, and other editing tools while viewing or editing a Google Doc, the company announced in a blog post on Monday. The option to turn on the feature will be available in the View menu. The feature can help make editing a Google Doc easier. One can simply choose to display non-printing characters in the document in order to see how it has been formatted. Google Docs users previously had to use third-party apps to view the non-printing characters. The new update eliminates the need for any app. One can straight away view the editing and formatting tools used in the copy by turning on the option. The new update is rolling out and will take next 15 days for full visibility. The feature update will be available to all Google Workspace, G Suite Basic, business customers and to personal Google accounts. On to industry, with the Bureau of Energy Efficiency's revised standards now in effect as of January 1, 2023, refrigerators and ceiling fans will get costlier by up to 12% or even up to 20% for 5-star rated products. With Bureau of Energy Efficiency certification in force, we expect that the entry-level fans, which account for 60% of the ceiling fan sales across organized industry, will see around 10 to 12% increase. However, we do not see this as a hurdle in consumer demand, as we are confident that the shoppers will continue to opt for technology that meets all expectations, even if it comes at a slightly more priced. Sashi Prabhu, Vice President and BU Head Indoor Air Quality Business, Panasonic Life Solutions India, quoted as saying, "Ceiling fans have come under the ambit of the mandatory star labeling regulations in the country for the first time." In the science field, A.C. Charanya, an India-American aerospace industry expert, has been appointed as NASA's new chief technologist. He has been designated as principal advisor to Administrator Bill Nelson on programs and technology policy at NASA's headquarters. Charanya will be looking after NASA's agency-wide investments, mission requirements across 6 mission directorates, external stakeholders, collaboration with other agencies and the private sector, NASA stated. In every NASA's mission, technology plays an essential part. In other news, as Delhi grapples with rising pollution levels, hazardous air quality index reading and low visibility, the government has issued a prohibition order for BS3 petrol and BS4 diesel vehicles till Friday. On Monday, the national capital's average air quality worsened from 371 to 434 at 4 p.m. An air quality between 201 and 300 is considered poor, 301 to 400 very poor, and 401 to 500 severe. Emergency situations call for emergency measures. Ashish Kundra, Principal Secretary, Government of Delhi, quoted as saying, speaking on the temporary ban on BS3 petrol and BS4 diesel vehicles and the potential challenges for the common man, Kundra said that Delhi, with its extensive metro network along with the bus and other last-mile transportation vehicles, was efficiently equipped to not create challenges for mobility needs. He further said that the government has been promoting the usage of green vehicles. Lastly, let us hear how the share market ended today. Bears gripped the Lal Street amid tepid foreign flows and mixed global cues. NSE Nifty 50 closed at 17,914 levels, down 187 points or 1.03%, and BSE Sensex declined over 631 points or 1.04% to close at 60,115 levels. Broader markets too fell in line with the benchmarks as Nifty Midcap 100 and Nifty Smallcap 100 indices fell up to 0.5%. India VIX, the volatility gauge, meanwhile surged over 5%. Barring Nifty Auto Index, all sectors drowned in the sea of red. Nifty PSU Bank was the worst hit amongst all sectoral indices as it declined over 2%. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.